I am Roberta Schultz. Robert Guype first lumbered onto my radar as the MC for evening readings at Hyman Settlement School's Appalachian Writers Workshop. The very first time I heard him introduce one of the faculty readers with a humorous fiction and then deliver it in his drop-dead serious style, I was hooked. And I really can't erase from my mind's eye the image of the present poet laureate of Kentucky, George Ella Lyon, eyes wide, mouth agape, as Robert introduced her as some kind of superhero with special powers. Nor would I want to. Robert Guype speaks the truth in a way that makes you want to cry and laugh all at the same time. David Joy, author of Where All Light Tends to Go, credits Guype with creating a whole new genre in Trampoline, an illustrated novel, published 2015 by Ohio University Press. It is already available in paperback and has just won Guype the Weatherford Award for Best Appalachian Fiction of 2015, with formal recognition at the recent Appalachian Studies Association conference held in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. So why am I just getting around to reading Trampoline? I have to tell you that the Appalachian Writers Workshop at Hyman is quite the literary immersion. Not only did I walk away last July with all kinds of drafts of my own to attend to, but I also accumulated a tall stack of faculty and student books to read, not to mention a few dulcimer tablature books from the fine traditional musicians in residence, Atwater and Donley. While slowly savoring my way through the Hyman stash, I noticed that Robert Guype's book went to paperback and decided now was the time to read my autographed copy. Dawn Jewel, the main character, is a 15-year-old girl whose life is in chaos. Her father dies in a mining accident before the actual narrative begins, leaving her adrift in a family exploded by grief and alcohol. Only her mamaw, Cora, seems to possess enough presence of mind to know that Dawn Jewel might be spiraling out of control. But Cora is at the vortex of a battle royale that bitterly divides the community of Kennard, Kentucky. It is the pervasive Appalachian dilemma of which side are you on, the mining company that brings work or the beloved ancestral mountain the company is systematically taking apart. If I had to describe the shape of the plot line for Trampoline, I would never be able to use anything resembling that pyramid chart published in so many literature texts where the action moves neatly in a straight line. From a narrative hook event to the rising action toward a climax, then to a falling action, and finally, a resolution. Instead, the reader is tossed about in a dizzying tornado of events that swirl Dawn Jewel from trailer party to schoolyard fights to serial car theft. I place that word in quotes, since the cars all belong to relatives for the most part. To hospitals, to interviews for the radio, to her school's parking lot where she passes out face down, to an accident on a snow-covered road, to romance, to almost fame as the face of Appalachian youth. And I'm not even touching on all the stuff that happens to this 15-year-old in the short time span between Thanksgiving break and the onset of the Christmas season. The novel includes over 200 drawings of Dawn Jewel, as she comments and opines about the precarious situations that propel her daily life. For me, the drawings serve as something predictable, oases of rhythm in the relentless wave of calamity Dawn finds herself riding. She becomes her own Greek chorus in this tragic comedy, giving voice to the emotions she rarely expresses aloud to her wounded, hapless family members. When I taught high school, I knew 15-year-olds who had seen way more than their years should expose them to. Happily for some of them, school was a place they could find some safety, balance, and belonging. It broke my teacher heart to think that Dawn Jewel's school seemed as much a part of her funnel cloud as her family, her community, and even her governor. But there are many surprising redemptions in Robert Guype's world, where poet laureates possess superpowers, and 15-year-old girls exhibit more wisdom than most of their elders. I'll leave you with one of the non-judgmental musings Dawn Jewel expresses about another character in the novel. Maybe she didn't even know she was humming. Maybe she just hummed. like the stove I hummed, like the stars hummed. I enjoyed Trampoline, an illustrated novel by Robert Guyp, so much that I refused to read the last 14 pages for a week. You know you've found a great read when you don't want it to end. Don Jewell is the kind of character whose words and actions haunt you, like a combination of Scout Finch, Huck Finn, Holden Caulfield, and True Grit's Matty Ross, writes esteemed novelist Silas House on the book's back cover. You can find a link to Robert Guyp's visual novel, Trampoline, at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.